Some real holiday cheer from the U.S. Commerce Department. The U.S. economy is growing, folks. The gross domestic product, we learned today, is moving up at a 5% annual rate. That's the best pace for the U.S. economy in more than a decade. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC. Welcome, Charlie.
Hello.
So this isn't seasonal. Is the recession in our rear view?
It sure feels like it is. I mean, if you look at these numbers that came out today, I mean, this is the first time that we've had two quarters in a row where economic growth has been more than 4%. And if you recall, it was just you probably don't, but a couple months ago, we were talking about how there was negative growth in the first 3 months of this year. And now we've seen this really big turnaround. You know, a lot of it's been fueled by consumers who are outspending. You've got the federal government that's outspending. And you also have businesses that are starting to spend. So it looks like you're really starting to see some of this pickup that people were really hoping for.
But we've talked, you know, on the economic jobs numbers at the beginning of every month, and that, you know, wage growth is stalled. So where's this cash coming from?
Well, I think in part of it is that, one, companies have been sitting on a lot of money. So there is a little bit of that they need to, or they're finding ways to actually start spending it. You are seeing some hints of maybe a little bit of wage growth. So people might have a little bit more money coming into their pocket. Also, I think that the drop in oil prices, the drop in gasoline prices has really been putting more money in people's pocket that they're feeling maybe a little bit more confident to go out and spend. And if you look at, there was a confidence report that came out today from the University of Michigan that saw consumers are more optimistic about the economy than they've been at any other time in the past 8 years or so. So you're seeing some of the signs. And then, of course, there's the stock market.
Right. 18,000 Dow.
18,000 for the Dow Jones. Yeah. I mean, when you hit these record highs, there's the concept, the wealth effect, that people feel wealthier when they see the stock market at these high levels. So they feel better. They feel like they have more money. You know, I'll talk to people who will say to me, oh, you know, my Apple stock went up, or this stock went up. And they feel wealthier and they feel more confident about going out and spending. And it starts creating this virtuous cycle of people feel better. They spend more. Companies have more money. They hire more people, you know, and it starts going forward.
But it's
like
not
that.
A debt cycle. We think it's cash?
Yeah, I think it's cash. You know, there may be some debt that issue here as well that people have been paying off. They have a lot less debt. The question will be, going forward, do they feel confident enough to actually start taking on some more debt in the future? Do they not save this money that they're getting from lower gas prices? Do they not save money that they get from higher wages? And do they go out and spend? And the signs right now look like people are starting to spend a little more. So take some low gas prices, a high Dow Jones, low interest rates, and we're seeing some economic growth.
Do the math. Absolutely. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC, talking about a GDP number today of 5%. Thanks, Charlie, and
thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.